Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Angel and Faith. We are.
Introduce us.
Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. You've got DC Love and Eileen Powers here this afternoon for a Sunday show. Thought we'd try this out and see how it went. Looking forward to connecting with each and every one of you, and just thrilled to be here. We'll do a little clearing, but before we do that, let's bring on DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Eileen, and I'm going to do a little clearing, but it's going to be through prayer.
Wonderful.
So I'll start off with a little prayer, and then you can go to the clearing. And I was guided to read this cute little prayer, and it's entitled, To Remove What I Think Are Obstacles, by Kamiko Ray Vision. Dear angels, when I feel I have bitten off more than I can chew, help me to realize that what appears to be a back-breaking obstacle is really my next amazing opportunity for a breakthrough. Archangel Jophiel, your name symbolizes the beauty of God. Please beautify my world and help me to keep my mind, my thoughts, and my words clear of shortcomings, disappointments, or fear. Archangel Shamuel, your name symbolizes the eyes of God. Please help me to trust my spiritual sight even more than the physical eyes I use to see the world around me. Angels, with your help and God's will, I promise to look for what is good and beautiful in both myself and others. Please help me to stop looking for signs of disappointment in other people's eyes, actions, and speech. I am open to receive rewards for every sign of disappointment that I miss. Please allow me to see that I am indeed on the right track.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. I'll tell you, I need to be
a little. Yeah,
well,
we need to be back.
Try. No matter how hard you try, the track always gets a little confusing, and you got to get back on that right track. So just know that that's part of the journey is getting lost and coming back to center and getting lost and coming back to center and getting back on track. And
definitely,
that's what we try to do here. Give you a few messages to help you connect with your angels so that you can kind of get back on track or stay on track or get some support for what you've been thinking and you're not clear about the messages you've been receiving. That's one of the things we like to do is really clarify those messages as best we can. I will say, though, that because this is just an hour-long show and we want to give everybody just a taste and a little bit of a message that we do have to limit each caller to really one question. And, you know, it's okay to ask one or two questions for clarification, but you know, if it gets on too lengthy of questions, then at that point, it is really, you need that much clarification and don't understand your messages. It's time to just tap on and get a hold of either DC, myself, or both of us together and do a full, complete reading with us. We're more than happy to always do that with you. You can always find us on Facebook and contact either one of us. And like I said, you can do a reading with DC. You can do a reading with me. Or we can get together and we can do a combination reading together. We're more than happy to do that. And with that said, I'd like everyone to take a couple, three deep breaths. And as you do this, draw in the white light from your divine spirit and bring it into your heart space and hold it deep into your heart and blow out anything that isn't serving you and do that 3 times. And let's draw the white light into ourselves so that our messages come through exactly the way we are meant to hear them. 1, 2. And 3. All right, may that white light surround you and may your messages be clear and precise. DC, would you like to say anything else to our callers before we get started?
I think that was perfect, Eileen. Really, really beautiful. And we do have a few callers, so if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just jump on and we could, you know, start connecting with our callers.
Yeah, since we are going to have a little bit shorter show today. I've got a busy day. I'm actually moving today, but we didn't want to miss our opportunity to connect with our callers and our clients and spirit. And so we came on board today to do that. So yeah, let's go ahead and take that caller.
Okay, hold on. Hi, 940, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC.
Oh, hi, DC. My name is Sharon. I've called in before.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for calling in today.
Hi.
Is there a certain area that you're concerned about, or would you just like to hear from your angels?
I'd like to hear from the angels.
Okay, great. Eileen, we have Sharon on the line.
All right, wonderful. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi.
The first thing I have for you right now is that, you know, you need to make a little bit more time in your life. I know it's hard to do that, dealing with the challenges of everyday life and, you know, what's going on. But if you don't continue to stay connected with those around you, then, you know, you're going to have some misunderstandings come along. So it's really important that you do that.
Okay.
It's something that you've been just finding yourself so busy lately. You're not connecting with your family and friends and staying on the same page as things should be. There's been, you know, a few conflicts that have been going on. And if you really practice this skill of staying connected or, you know, actually, you know, just, you know, calling and listening to them, taking a sensible approach about things, that you know, it's really going to be rewarded that you guys are going to find yourself on the same page, in the same book, and, you know, just knowing that that's something for you to do. And speaking of books, have you thought about going back to school or anything lately? Because I'm seeing that there might be an opportunity for you to take a class or a program, but it is about a little bit about higher learning something like that, whether it be a seminar or a course for spiritual enlightenment. But really, I'm seeing a little bit more of educational information. Is that something you've been considering lately?
Yes,
It is. It's actually a really good time to go back to school. So just know that you know, it's you know, move forward in that. Allow that to happen. And you'll be very glad you did, because it's the step that you're meant to make right now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Bit of a cold. Apologize for coughing. But just, you know, when you do that, you go back to school, just be really impeccable in your actions and know that you are creating the future for yourself by going and learning and, you know, understanding the truth about things. It's really going to actually pull you up to a point where you're no longer timid. And it's going to fill you with a lot more courage, because you know that you have the knowledge of which you desired, sought after, to really move forward. And just remember, it really is a journey. So just start listing anything that you might be afraid of, you know, with that journey back to school, and check them off your list and realize that you know, they're really not, it's your ego trying to hold you back, and they're probably not as valid as you like to think they are. So kind of writing them down and taking a look at them, you go, huh, well, I can overcome that, and I can do that, and okay, I'll do it in baby steps, you know. Go to that first class and see how that goes. And so, you know, that's what you're being told to do. This is actually, I'm not sure what it is that you're going back to school with, but it's going to actually bring you to a point where you are going to stand up and communicate. It might be communicating for others as, you know, as a leader or speaking up for those that are unable to speak for themselves or really communicate. And you're going to, by taking these classes at school and moving ahead with your life and moving ahead with your desires, that's actually going to really pick up that ease and grace for you to do this. It's going to unfold perfectly because this is really the right timing for you to do that. So let it go. Let things flow. Just know, you know, basically what I want to say is take those baby steps and enjoy the ride. And that's the message I have
for you. Thank you.
You see?
And Sharon, I have a little bit of a message as well. I'm getting the word celebration all around you, and there's going to be abundance as well, okay? And I, too, like Eileen, I did see that I see books all around you, so I do feel that you're going to go back for some kind of training or education, okay? And the angels are saying, Sharon, follow your heart, okay? You're going to receive some, like, really trustworthy psychic information and just, you know, really listen to what you're getting. And your heart is your greatest strength, Sharon, okay? Relationships with others are going to develop to a new level is what I'm being shown. And the only thing I'm getting, though, is, Sharon, you tend to give a little bit too much to others, and there's a little bit more of a need for you to really, you know, as well take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
And what I'm getting is you've got to release the past. We have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's saying, Sharon, you're going to grow from this situation. Time does heal all wounds. When something occurs, it might be a little challenging, you know, and you just need a little time to heal. Okay, you don't have to go through it alone. You have, you know, friends in the earthly realm. There's angels. There's guides. You have a lot of assistance. All you have to do is ask. Okay, and ask your angels and your guides to see the reason why the situation, in fact, occurred in your life, okay? At that point, you may have a new perspective that's going to allow you to see things in a different light, okay? And by doing so, you're going to become stronger because you're overcoming this challenge, okay? I'm getting, Sharon, are you drinking enough water? Because I felt really thirsty when you started to talk with Eileen.
Probably not.
Okay, well, please try to drink, a little bit more water. Hydrate yourself, okay? And that, you know, inside and out, because it maintains, you know, the fluids within the, you know, the inside, but also our levels of consciousness. And water helps to really detoxify our body, our mind, and our emotions, okay? My dog, Ginger, transitioned last July, and she's saying, Mom, tell her, she's got to really start really trusting what she's getting. You're getting messages from spirit, she's saying. Trust your intuition, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting there's like she's showing me that you're a little bit afraid because she's sitting behind and she's cowering down. So there's a fear of change. There's something that's holding you back. You're sort of like holding on to the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what she's asking you to do, Sharon, is just please listen to your gut, okay?
Okay.
Start listening to the messages that you're getting from your own intuition, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it really does. Thank you.
Be open and allow yourself to receive unconditional love, Sharon, because I really feel that, you know, you give a lot, but you don't receive as much. So allow yourself to receive, okay?
Okay.
And just try to embrace and accept everyone and every situation and thank every situation in your life because there is a purpose for it. And that's what we have for you today, Sharon. I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Y'all
have a blessed day.
Call us again, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. Okay. Okay, Eileen, we do have another caller. If you could please just hold on for 1 second. I'm trying to make sure that I'm getting them in the order they called. Okay. Hi, 917. You're on live with Angel Antics.
Hi,
can we have your name, please?
Emma?
Emma? Okay,
yes.
Hi, Emma. Is there a special area of interest that you're calling about, or would you like to hear from your angels?
I'd like to hear from my angels, please.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I see lately that there has been a situation that you're really at a stalemate at, and you've been really having a lot of trouble making a decision, and you've actually been pretending that there's no problem. But just because we pretend there's no problem doesn't mean there is one. Doesn't mean ignoring it will make it go away. Sometimes we really have to address our problems and work through them. I do believe that this is about a relationship that you're in. And what you really need to do is really carefully weigh the situation and make your decision from there. It has to do with someone that you really love. And Archangel Raphael is actually healing that relationship and giving you strength to work your way through it, which is what's needed right now. Events have been kind of, you know, moving along a little bit fast in that area, and that's kind of what's, you know, helped push you off from making your own decision about it. Instead of being proactive, you're just kind of letting it fall into place. And that's really not what you're meant to do right now. You really need to weigh the information and make your own decisions. Don't let the other person make your decisions in this situation, or you're going to walk away feeling like that you had no part of it. You're going to blame others when really everything is about ourselves, and so we really must be proactive in making those decisions. But don't hold back. You know, make sure that you break free and really express yourself, and you know, get out of your own rut. You've kind of been in a rut, so you've got to get out of your own rut. And some of the ways that you can do that is just to go outside, fling your arms up to the heavens with joy, take in a deep breath, and tell the universe, I love myself. I am an awesome person. I am more than enough, and I can do anything I desire. And so get out there and know. Also, you know, get out and dance under the moon. Be a bit of a tribal dancer and really find your own spirit energy within you. You know, go beyond what's really predictable, because you always stay within predictable. And sometimes life gets messy and chaotic, and you just kind of got to leave the dishes, run outside, and go play in the sprinklers. Do something crazy, you know, just do, you know, nothing unhealthy, but, you know, go out and have a little spirit fun, a little childlike wonder. And then, you know, after you do a little bit of that, or maybe while you're doing that, gather your friends together, you know, the people that you vibe. Get together with them, you know, whether it be on the phone, whether it be, you know, getting together and going to have tea or coffee, or like I said, getting together and going out dancing or something. Plan a weekend for you and the girls for next weekend if you can. But just, you know, that it really is time to really bring your people, the people you know, bring them around you, because they're going to resonate with you. And, you know, be willing to, you know, if you're a little bit confused on these stalemate decisions you've been trying to make, throw it out there and see what your friends' opinion are. Show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are. So very much we are like our friends, and that's why they're a good source to ask for help from, because they really do have your back. And so choose those girls and gentlemen friends, and get out and just, you know, really get out, gather your tribe, and get some spiritual dancing going on. And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, Eileen. Really beautiful. Sharon, I have Archangel Haniel coming forward, and she's talking about, like, looking over your plans, listen to your intuition for the, you know, for the accurate guidance you're needing, and you've got to face your fears and grow stronger. Okay, so whatever it is that you're fearing, okay, and the angels are saying there's something that's not quite right, but they're going to help you figure out what it is. And they're saying, you know what, you're really psychic and you're intuitive and your abilities are coming in stronger and stronger. Do you feel that, Emma?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. And they're saying listen to your, you know, to your intuition, but also to your dreams. And you're going to be able to make, you know, the choices that you need to make from all of the, you know, all of this information that you're getting. And if you need a little help with your psychic development, call upon Archangel Haniel. But she's also telling me that at this time, I don't know if you're aware, you are receiving messages from loved ones on the other side, Sharon. I mean, Emma. Have you been noticing the messages that you're getting?
Not
from your
right
loved
now.
Ones? Well, the one message that I was getting, hon, is that you don't take enough time out of your life to celebrate. And I'm getting, you know, life in itself is a celebration. So just celebrate life, you know. Whatever it is that you like, celebrate it, okay? And just view life as a party. And I feel it's a female, and she's sitting with a party hat on, and she's waiting for you to get the party started. Is there a special occasion coming up?
No, but I've been a little bit down lately. I haven't been getting along with my dad very well and kind of fell apart, and really angry.
Okay.
So I think that's why.
Well,
the
there's
party
a woman on the other side, and she wants to, you know, she wants you to just realize how beautiful it is to be here, and beautiful, you know, how beautiful life is, and everything. And you have the ability to, you know, access that beautiful wisdom within. You have beautiful, beautiful, you know, really deep wisdom, Emma. Okay. So the angels want you to connect, you know, with your heart and go within, because it's really time to, you know, experience and access that wisdom that you have. And it's sort of like a deep well, okay, and it's just waiting for you to discover it, okay? So the angels are saying, please go within, and you're going to connect with all that beautiful wisdom, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And we have
so
Archangel
much.
Metatron. He's saying that there's going to be, you know, new beginnings coming, so please, you've got to believe in yourself. Take that leap of faith and do whatever it is that brings you joy. And you're going to be starting a new life. You're going to be finding your purpose, and you're going to be reviewing the past. But you're not going to do it with judgment, okay? So you're going to be answering a call, finding your purpose, starting a new life. It's going to be really, really exciting. Now, Eileen mentioned in the beginning of the reading the moon, and the angels are asking, Emma, are you in tune with the phases of the moon? Okay, do you connect with the moon cycles? Because I feel it's really important. And just connect with your feminine side. It has so much to offer. Go within, and you're going to receive the inspiration from the divine feminine that you're looking for. And again, your feelings and your intuition are speaking the truth to you, Emma, so please listen. Okay, and that's the messages that I have as well. I hope you've enjoyed your reading. And please call us back soon, okay?
Yeah, and why do you think the ex-boyfriend contact emailed me all of a sudden?
Okay, we only have like 30-some minutes on, so it's like one little area here. Okay, so I can't go into like too many questions. Okay, if you can call back, you know, on the next show and stuff, we'll have a little bit more time, Emma, because we have a couple
thank
more
you.
People waiting. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, Eileen, we have to connect. We have a couple more calls. I'm going to try to get as many as possible.
All right.
Good afternoon. Okay. 443, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for calling us this afternoon.
This is really kind of synchronistic.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm thinking of starting my own blog. And
okay.
Because, like, one of my spirit guides thinks it's a good idea.
All righty. Okay, well, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to connect you with Eileen, and we're going to see what we have for you, okay? Thank you,
yeah.
Karen.
All right. Well, what I'm being told is right now it's really just time for you to stretch your wings and really fly. You've been underestimating yourself for way too long. And, you know, in your own vision, feel like you've that you lack the self-confidence and that you actually have the illusion that you're trapped. And that you are not. It's more a matter that you've been afraid to take action. It's not that
right.
the action couldn't be taken. You've just been afraid to take the action. And so just know that that's an illusion. You've been underestimating yourself. You really need to just stretch your wings and assert your own independence and creativity. As you do, I actually see, you know, Archangel Michael is with you, and he is offering you any future that you choose. The world is yours. And
wow.
And this is about a path of enlightenment. And so, you know, it might be that time in your life to really move forward with your own spirit and allow that energy to flow through you like a river, allow it to bring you, you know, as rivers do. They bring us wealth and abundance. They bring us food. They bring us nourishment. They bring the river, the valleys of our lives. Rivers flow the nutrients from up high and flow those nutrients to the valleys of our life so that we can plant seeds in good soil and allow them to grow. With that, we water them with that same water of that river, and we allow the spirit of that water to help it grow inside of us. And so know that it is your time to really plant those seeds within yourself and allow yourself to really grow and move forward. You've kind of been really frustrated with yourself lately about moving forward or directions and what to do.
Right.
But no matter what's happened in the past, it doesn't need to be repeated, and it doesn't delineate your future. It doesn't say that that's who you always have to be. Always choose that new direction and honor yourself for making that choice and believe that no matter what direction you're choosing, as long as it's associated with spirit, that is what you are called
right.
upon to do. And that's the message I have for you, Jim.
That's great. That's what I'm looking for, fulfillment in helping others in a spiritual way.
Yes,
I've been told
beautiful.
I'm supposed to be a spiritual teacher.
Yes.
Well, Karen, I have a little bit more to add to the reading, if you'd like.
All right.
This is Dee.
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, Karen, do you realize that you are totally magnificent? They want you to, you know, embrace your power and believe in that magnificence and know that you're strong enough, you know, to do what you love, to set boundaries, and to really be assertive, okay? And they're asking you, allow yourself to be who you are because you're truly a loving and magnificent being. Okay, Karen? And I'm getting, you know, in regard to your asking about the blog, the angels gave a thumbs up, and they're saying, that's just one of the options that are available to you, Karen, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be many, that could be like the start, like that's like a stepping stone, but there's going to be many, many choices that are going to be before you, okay? And they're saying, please, beloved one, remember that the possibilities are unlimited, okay?
Wow,
and as well, if you want
right.
to go further, you know, they're going to help you with, you know, with knowledge, opportunities, money if needed,
right.
any other factors that are needed to help you, you know, get on your path, okay? So they're saying,
right.
Karen, please try to think outside of the box a little bit and be open-minded with respect to your options, okay?
I'll do that. I'd love
and
to
just
ask these spirits. I've had a couple appear, but... Maybe
okay,
I
well, just ask me, you know, ask for you, you know, for that you resonate with. Please give me clear signs and guidance about the options that are related to my divine path, okay? And those are your messages.
Great.
So thank you for
thank
calling
you.
In, Karen. Please call us back again, okay?
Right. I just happened to find that your thing on online. I wasn't planning to. I went online, and there you are, so I called.
Okay, well, that's divine timing. Call us again soon, Karen.
All right,
angel blessing, hon. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Eileen, I'm going to try to grab another caller here.
All
okay.
right. Wonderful.
Good afternoon, 937. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'd love to hear what the angels have to say.
Awesome. That's wonderful. All right. Well, this is Eileen, and I'm also hearing that you need to stretch your wings, that you've been playing small, and it's no longer time to play small anymore. You really have a great inflow of abundance, and maybe this even has to do with running a business or being shown documents and contracts. So, you know, it's some sort of an agreement with someone. Maybe you'll be working with someone else. But right now it is an inflow of abundance for you. And you need to really take your spirit and soar with it. You know, fly. Stretch your wings up, fly. Don't underestimate yourself because it is time for you, your independence and your creativity to be outpouring right now. It's very huge. But know that you know, it's a promising time for you to move forward. Continue to stay grounded. Don't let your feet lose the ground. You know, make sure that you're walking solid and that you are consulting your guides and your angels to make sure that you're continuing to go the direction that your plans are and not deviate. I also see a relationship for you that maybe kind of has taken a sabbatical, or maybe there just hasn't been as much energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm showing that there's going to be a new resurgence of that, and that energy is going to come back. And with that, it's going to continue some of your own personal growth, especially in the area of spirit. You really have been blossoming in most areas of your life. You're very strong. Make sure you stay grounded because you are enough, just as you are. Just connect more fully with nature, and that will bring that energy into you. Also consider maybe some type of a detox for your own body. Pay attention to how your body feels and how it responds to different messages accordingly, because you are really opening up the nature, you know, nature spirits are really coming in and spreading themselves thin to kind of coat you into this new steps that you're meant to be taking right now in your life. It's lively, it's living wildly and magically and free is what really opens us up to this. It opens us up to the wonders of the universe, and then things just start flooding into our lives. And that is the stage of life that you are entering into right now. If you haven't already noticed the flow of this, it's just going to pick up momentum. It's kind of like going down a mountainside, and, you know, at first the snowball doesn't roll very fast, but as that avalanche keeps moving, boy, it really gets moving. And that's what's happening to you right now, is life is just meant to really start moving.
Awesome.
Take the time to really move into a few silent places with yourself so that you can locate that internal source of power that you have. And really observe how that feels rather than just react. Observe how that feels, because as you make those observations, you actually enter fully into your own power. When we move too fast and we take action just too fast, we jump into it, we're not really fully in our own power. We're reactive. And rather than interactive. And so to really move fully into your own power, it's not about reacting, but interacting with the situation and those around us and interacting with oneself. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope you resonate with that.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sandy. This is DC. I have a little message myself. I'm getting the word celebration around you, that you've really worked hard, and now I see, like you said, some relaxation, some rest, a little bit of fun with others, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, you've got to realize it's important to have fun, okay? And they're asking that maybe you expand your social circle a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so they're showing me that.
Yeah.
I'm also getting, you know, you've got to stand up for what you believe, and you've got to have confidence in yourself. You've got to claim your power, okay? And just pay close attention to what's going on around you. You may need to say, you know, no to someone, maybe a person in power, in order to really look out for yourself, Sandy, or maybe the people around you. And this is going to be an opportunity to learn, you know, quite a bit about a situation. And then the angels are saying, please ask yourself, is this a challenge that is purely with those around you? Or possibly, can it be, you know, an internal conflict that has manifested for the purpose of helping you grow? So you're going to claim your power, you're really determined, and you're going to go a long way. I'm also getting, I don't know if you listen to music, but it's going to help you to manifest really quickly whatever you're desiring. So the angels want me to point that out to you. Okay?
Yes.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, I'm getting like they're showing me your ears. Now, do you have problems at all with your ears?
No, but I wear earplugs all night long, and they sort of bother me.
Okay, because I'm getting, what I'm getting is a little bit different. The angels are showing me at one point or another, someone might have said something a little harsh to you, you know, that wasn't nice. It might have been a little bit upsetting. And they're showing me, like, your ear chakras are sort of like protecting you. They're a little bit blocked, okay?
Oh, okay.
So we're going to ask angels, start with your left ear and to, you know, get rid of any of that negativity that's in there and clear anything out that, you know, that no longer serves you, okay? And then they're going to move over to the right side of your head. They're going to go into the right ear, and they're going to surround you with love, you know, and they're also going to bring, you know, nicer people that are gentle in with you and just ask, you know, the angels to please allow you to listen and apply the divine wisdom that you're receiving, okay? Sandy?
Okay. Yes, that
Does
makes
that
a lot
make
of
sense?
Sense. Thank you. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay. And my dog, Ginger, transitioned in July, and she's saying, Mom, this lady's a little bit stubborn. You know?
Yes.
do you have like a thing with trying to be in control, maybe a little bit, maybe more so than usual? Because I'm getting that Ginger, my dog, Ginger, she's saying she's a little bit stubborn, you know? And
yeah,
the angels
I've
are
always...
showing me that you're actually... learning to accept. You're learning to be, you know, accepting of things that you can't change. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, Ginger is saying, you know, as long as you're aware of it, then she's saying, then you could easily, you know, get help with that situation. So thank you for calling us in, this afternoon, Sandy, and please call us again. God bless you,
thank
honey.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Light and love, honey. Okay, Eileen, we have 20 minutes, and we still have some callers, so I'm going to take this one really fast.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is...
You're live with Angel Ann.
Hi, my name is Beth.
Hi, 614.
How are you?
Hi, Beth. Thank you for calling us. Do you have a question for us?
I would love to hear what my aim... Pardon?
Your angel?
I would love to hear what... Yes, I would love that, please.
Okay, Beth, thank you. I'm going to connect you with Eileen. Eileen?
That was pretty funny. You guys kept walking over each other. It happens. Sometimes that's hard to control. Actually, I have a pretty big message for you here today. And it's starting out that you need to find some balance in your life. It's your life's been a little bit out of balance with energy and stuff. And again, it has to do with making a decision and, you know, being unwilling to make that decision because you feel like you're at a stalemate. So if you really get yourself in more balance and find, you know, a little moderation and a little compromise within yourself and wait for a little bit better timing, you'll be able to make that decision much easier because lately it's either you're just unwilling or you're unable. You've been in a stalemate. And so you really must find your own center, your own balance, and bring yourself to a whole place of feeling and energy before you really make a decision. And that's why you've been at a stalemate. So know that you know, carefully weigh, you know, take the time to balance yourself and then carefully weigh your decisions before you move forward with them, especially if it has to do with an intimate relationship, because it can really throw you for a loop if you don't. Make sure also that you're not shy about sharing your own gifts and letting the world know your own true value. Declare yourself, you know, be strong and assertive. There's nothing wrong with being assertive. It doesn't mean that you're being rude or that you're taking power away from others. It just means that you're holding yourself in your own power. And that assertiveness is what's going to move you forward. And walk in your own rhythm of your own life, which is basically, you know, really, you know, setting yourself up to work at the beat of your own drummer, which is what we're always asked to do, is to walk to our own music. Other people may hear it and walk up by our sides for a while, but moreover, it is your rhythm, your music, your balance in life. Walk to that timing of your own balance. It's very important. You know, take a little bit of time and surrender to a little bit of stillness before you take any action so that you could really, you know, connect with yourself, connect with your spirit, and know that your decisions that you're making are true for you. Not someone else, but really, really true for you. Find the things that are really going to delight you, the things that are going to bring you joy, and really live those things in a magical way. Because if you do, then happiness will be on your side. It'll be on your way. You'll start seeing little flashes of lights out the sides of your eyes, which is spirit energy. When life is happy and you're doing, when spirit feels you're doing in balance who you are, walking your path and doing what you should, you start seeing little sparks of energy around you. And if you haven't already been seeing them, then I believe you will as you work into bringing more joy and magic into your own life. And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, Jane. That was beautiful. And I, too, have a little bit of a message for you, okay? The first thing I'm getting is, you know, self-forgiveness. You've got to let go of any kind of old guilt. And just remember that you're a perfect child of God, Beth. And I'm getting, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's talking about a situation maybe with people or something that really needs to be brought to like a higher state, okay? And to let the light shine in on this situation, okay? So Ginger is saying, Beth, take a moment now, take a breath, and allow the light to bring the situation to a higher place, okay? And this will help to resolve the, you know, the situation for everyone involved, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know what the situation is, but I'm getting from the angels, you know, Beth, just keep your eyes, like, on the bigger picture and leave details to others, and you have such experience, it's going to lead to success, and there's a lot to be done. But you know, you've got what it takes, okay? Just leave the little details to someone else, okay? You're very magnetic.
Exactly.
You're determined. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to be setting an example for others, okay, Beth? And along the way, you might find that you also get some unexpected money that you weren't counting on, okay?
That
but
would
my dog Ginger is saying that you're a little bit like, there's a little disconnect between your body, mind, and soul, okay? So just, you know, focus on the joy of being Beth, and, you know, and connect with heaven while on earth, okay? And invite the divine in to strengthen that connection, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
And, okay, and I'm seeing there's going to be an epiphany coming for you. And just know that everything does happen for a reason. And just embrace every situation because there's always a silver lining. And that's what I have for you, Beth. And thank you for calling us this afternoon. Call us soon.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Okay.
Wonderful, DC. Thank you.
Thank you. 856, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking
Do you have
my
a
call.
Question for us?
Yeah, I would like to know what you see for me with my, how things are going to go for getting a house sometime maybe this year.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got. Well, I believe there's actually some events that need some really need your attention before that you can align with that. Just some things that you really have to put things in order before that'll line up. If you put your you know all your ducks in a row and give your attention to the things that you need to as events arise. Know that there will be a significant life event that comes along, and that powerful revelation really could be that you know be spreading your wings and getting a new place. You've kind of had the feeling of being a little bit trapped or you know kind of afraid to take action and moving forward with you know getting a new place. Because there's so much mystery, you know, involved in it. You don't know how it's going to look. You don't know how it's going to work out. You know, you don't know the things that could come up. And so really, you know, taking the time to really make the changes within yourself to think things through carefully is what's going to be important. If you've done that, then there's no reason for you to need to fear taking action forward and moving forward with a particular property when it comes along for you. You know, ask your guides and angels yourself and see what your gut feeling is. Trust what you get. Ask them, is this the right house? Is this the house that I'm meant to be in? And, you know, let them, you know, let spirit help decide. If that's the course of action that you should be taking, if that's the right property to, you know, step into and pick up. Some of this is really communicating with yourself and communicating with your own heart. The soul loves the truth, so make sure that you're always very real with yourself and, you know, share that reality with yourself without any hesitation. That is what's going to help you, you know, spread your wings and really make a good decision. So don't be shy about it, address it, and just know that, you know, it's about communication with yourself that's really going to help, you know, teach you or bring you forward or, you know, help you make that decision on what the right choice is. Because it was very hard to make that choice of, you know, a certain property, certain way, certain neighborhoods. So ask, you know, get a clear vision of what it is that you want. And one of the things that I'm really hearing is, you know, open your arms to really receiving what the universe has for you. Stand facing south and close your eyes and really feel the warmth of the sun and how it can open up your heart center. And absorb that sunlight in because it will give you a sense of abundance, the greatness of the sun, the glory of it. As you absorb that into your body and into your system, really does help work through things. It brings you to your own revelations, and it's like spreading your wings. So throw your arms up, spread your arms out, and really just spread your wings and know that this is something you can do. This is something that I see that you really want to do and really want to move forward into. But it is about making good decisions. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay. Thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And, Laura, this is CC, Laura. I have a little bit more for you. I'm getting just please write, like, you know, start now, like watch your spending in case you're spending a little bit too much. Okay? Visualize the financial prosperity and you're going to attain it. Okay? And you're going to obtain your monetary goals, but you've got to trust your intuition, and the angels are saying you've got to be, you know, fearless. Okay? But right now the angels are saying please be a little bit more conservative with your money. And if a little bit more money comes in right now, save it for a rainy day, okay? And that's going to help you to achieve your goals, okay?
Okay.
So
thank you.
Just be mindful, like, if you're spending, like, right now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, the money issue is going to improve when you're doing something that you love. So if you're doing something that you love, you're going to see more money coming in, okay? And I'm getting you need a little bit more of equilibrium in regard to your financial state, and everything is going to improve. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
God bless, hon. And thank you for calling us, and please call us again. Take care, Laura. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Laura.
Bye.
Okay, Eileen, we're going to have to move really fast here. We have one more call.
Okay.
We have 8 minutes. 505, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, is it me?
It's you.
Yeah.
Hello. Can we have your name?
Yay. Yes, ma'am. Christina.
Hi, Christina. This is Eileen. And
hi.
What I have for you is to be objective in your decision-making. You need to clear away all that no longer serves you anymore, and do it with humor. See the humor in the situation, and really, you know, clean out closets, clean out your Facebook friends list. Just really clearing the way for yourself. It's the objectivity of it in that decision making is what you need, and that's what's going to serve you. It's going to bring you to a better balance. And cooperation, but, you know, make sure that you stick with a rhythm, and that's what I mean by balance, is the rhythm of your timing, and make sure that you're in perfect timing with yourself and in sync with yourself. But a lot of ways to do that is to simplify, and one of the ways to simplify is cleaning things out. And so you've been a little bit too frivolous and with money lately. So you need to go back and really start making some better decisions with your money, and maybe even, you know, sometimes to bring abundance into ourselves, we give to others. So what I'm seeing is that, you know, it's really time for you to, you know, give to others, whether it be a homeless shelter, you know, whether it's to buy a cup of coffee for the guy in line behind you, pay for his coffee, you know, something, giving out, but really moreover about giving to the less fortunate and, giving to the programs that make a difference in many people's lives rather than just one person. But if all you can find is one person to give to, then do that. Because it is really about, the balance of giving and receiving. And as you do that, giving, then it opens the door for a little bit more receiving. It's like if you want new clothes, you don't just keep everything that's in your drawers right now. You go through, you clean out your drawers, and you go, okay, well, now I need a few things, and I have room in my life to put them in there. And so, you know, doing this objective decision-making and clearing the way is actually opening the door to bring more abundance into your life in a balanced, sorted way. And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you. I understand that exactly. That's what I was going to do, and I've been trying to do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just ask your angels to help support you in that. Ask them to give you the energy and desire to do it, and that should help you move forward. Once you put yourself into action, you'll continue.
Great.
You're welcome. DC?
Yes, really fast, Christine. I want to give you a message. This is a time to use your imagination and then put your thoughts into action because your desires are manifesting, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting like at the moment that we're connecting, you do need to like rest and rejuvenate a little bit, and then you're going to find that you're stronger, okay? So just
okay.
rest and rejuvenate for that little bit. Keep your focus on your long-term goals. I see that you're going to be going through a spiritual awakening, okay? And this is going to be a great new time for a new foundation, whether it's a career, a relationship, or a house. Whatever you focus on, you know, it's going to go great. Just stay focused, and everything is going to be easily accomplished. And that's what I have for you. And thank you for calling us today. God bless.
Thank you both. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Eileen, really fast. We have 4 minutes. We have one more caller.
Woohoo! Hello.
Hello, 858. You're live with Angel Antics.
Yeah.
Can we have your name?
Sure. My name is Oxa, and I have a question. If you see a love relationship coming for me, I reconnected with someone that I had hopes to develop. I'm just not sure if it will work out.
Okay. Well, the first thing I got was... relationship, Eileen. I got karmic relationship, and I'm going to let you proceed.
But the thing is that I'm not sure about the other person. I would want to proceed, but nothing is happening.
Well,
okay, Eileen, are you there?
What I'm seeing is that, you know, you've kind of been underestimating yourself, and you just need to be who you are. Stretch your own wings, find out who you are. Really assert yourself in those areas and find your own independence and creativity. As you do that, you know, others will come into your life. The portions of your life that are out of balance will come back better into balance, and a lot of your concerns will fade away. As you do that, you'll be able to speak your mind with more confidence, and you'll balance your mental and your emotional considerations. As you balance that mental and emotional situation, if this relationship is meant to be, then it can fall into place. But if you're all over the place and you're all antsy about your own, you know, energy and your own, you know, space, then the relationship won't come together because it'll be out of balance. So really it's finding focus and balance within yourself to bring that relationship forward.
Do you think that person will not make much movement, right?
Well, I see it's actually about you, that you need to balance yourself in order for any situation to come into balance.
Yes, and Eileen, I want to add to that. I'm getting there's control issues. There's some control issues, hon, that you've got to let go of. And I'm also getting, you know, like there's worry here, there's fear. This needs to be addressed once and for all is what I'm getting, okay? Or the relationship can't continue the way it is, okay? It's not going to go anywhere. I feel there are big challenges currently.
Okay. Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You. Bye-bye. Okay,
yeah,
Eileen.
I'm sorry.
End of yet another show. We have a minute and 40 seconds.
You know, with what we tell people, our messages aren't always exactly what they want to hear, but we don't want to make it up, and we don't want to just, you know, give them fluff. We want to give people the messages that we're receiving today. And sometimes within those messages, we have to work on ourselves and do our own work in order to align the things that we really truly desire in our lives. And that's how I feel about that.
Myself too. And like I said, we're here to help you. If we were, you know, to give you exactly what you wanted to hear, we would not be helping you, you know?
Right.
So everyone,
well,
you know, here can a little bit, you know, we all have a, you know, area to improve on.
Right. Right. And actually I heard a lot of that in throughout all the readings that I did today, that there was, you know, a lot of people that need to find focus and balance. They need to spread their wings, stretch themselves, and, you know, find their own independence and their own true balance within themselves. I think that's an overall message for us today, is to find that balance within oneself. And as you do that, the things that you desire will start aligning. Would you like to add something to that, DC?
No, that was beautiful, Eileen. I mean, that said it perfectly. That's how I felt exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 13 seconds,
Eileen.
I want to thank you for, again, being, and I want to thank everyone for calling in today. I love you, Eileen.
Yeah, we will. All right, I love you, DC. Happy angels. Hope they sparkle around you. Thanks, everyone,
you
for coming
too,
to
Eileen.
Angel Auntie. Love you.
Bye, everyone. Take care. Call in again. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, DT.